Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
13 and a half after 7. Trevor Bayliss. Now, a few topics we've got. We've got great respect for Trevor, and he's got plenty of, pardon the pun, runs on the board in the cricket coaching caper around the world. But right now, as coach of Sydney Thunder and the Big Bash beginning next Tuesday, and the Sydney Thunder playing the Melbourne Stars first up at Manuka Oval in Canberra. And a shout-out to our listeners through SEN Canberra. You can get along and see the Thunder next Tuesday. The first Sydney Thunder home game is at the Sydney Showground, which will be next Friday, 8:15 start against the Strikers. And also, I'll let you know before I say g'day to Trevor, that Sydney Thunder have their fan day tomorrow at Prince Alfred Square at Parramatta from 12:30 till 3. It's a free event and a perfect opportunity for cricket lovers to meet their favourite players and get selfies and autographs and get in the mood for the Big Bash, which will be covered right here on SEN. That's quite an introduction to the coach of the Sydney Thunder, Trevor Bayliss. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Vossie.
We're all pretty excited, James, myself, the listeners, about the Big Bash, but I'm just going to put it to one side first of all, because we mentioned there your great experience as a coach, and James is elite athlete. I'm just commentator. Our listeners haven't been there, done that, but you have been in dressing rooms, cricket dressing rooms, all your life, Trevor. We just need to know the machinations, how it works. Like, the inner sanctum, are there like chief executive coming in and other officials, and do they actually address the team? We don't want specifics here, but just broadly, is that a common occurrence that they address the team?
Well, in my experience, no. That's normally that dressing room's for the for the players and the coaching staff. Certainly, as I said, certainly in my time, and I've sort of haven't been involved with the Australian team, so I don't know exactly how things work there, but I'd be surprised if it's if it's not pretty much the same. But certainly, in the teams that I've coached, I can't remember that happening. Certainly not on a regular basis. Every now and then, someone might just pop their head in, but certainly nothing to do with tactics or anything like that. That's the domain of the captain and the coaching staff.
That's certainly consistent with my experiences, Trevor, as an athlete. On Sydney Thunder, I'm a big Sydney Thunder fan. Tell me, big name players to look out for this year. Who are we working with?
Well, obviously we've got Jason Sanger, who had a good season for us last year, one of the local boys, yep. And he's just been named as captain, so looking for a leadership role from him and some big runs this year. Hales is back with us from England, who had a pretty good World Cup here in Australia in the T20 World Cup. Riley Russo, the South African number three, who made a 100 in the World Cup as well. So
great signing.
Last year. I think one of our strengths was that we actually played very well as a team. We had some standouts, but at different times in just about every match, we had different guys contribute, and I don't think it'll be any different this year.
Trevor Bayliss, our guest at the moment on Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile. Dare I say, a Dave Warner? What's the expectation of involvement of Dave Warner with the Sydney Thunder this summer?
Yeah, we've got him. In fact, Hales and Russo leave around about the 8th or 9th of January, and it coincides with Davey being available and signed up for the Thunder. So they leave and we get Davey in for the last 5 or 6 matches, I think. To lose guys like that is, whilst disappointing, but fantastic to have someone like, with the experience of Dave Warner, come and spend some time and with the Thunder boys. They're all looking forward to him being there. He hasn't had the chance to play too much Big Bash over the years, so I'm sure it's not just Thunder fans, but the cricket fans across the country are waiting for him to play.
When Dave Warner comes into the side, if he was theoretically available to be captain, would you have given him that captaincy?
Well, look, to be honest, we didn't even discuss it from the point of view that, at that stage when we made the decision to make Jason captain, it was for the season. And at that stage, there hadn't been a decision on whether he could or he couldn't captain. So we thought we'd just leave that until, we got down the track. If that decision was, favourable to Dave, well, then we'd make a decision then. But certainly, Jason did two or three games last year and did a fantastic job, and he's been made vice-captain of New South Wales Sheffield Shield team this year. So we think he's... he's got a future as a captain at higher levels, and so we want to give him as much experience as we possibly can. Having Dave, there, even if he's not captain, we know he's a leader, and he'll give Jason as much help as he possibly can.
Yeah, no, good young talent, certainly about that. Love the idea of that. Trevor, I do feel obliged because, and as I say, you've got the respect of cricket fans and for what you've done as a coach, and that's why you're in demand, because you have got a great record. Just for those who haven't been there, in regards reverse swing, do you have faith that you can reverse swing the ball without any form of tampering? I'm asking, honestly, without implicating yourself, but I'm just asking that as a non-fast bowler of any kind.
Well, you'll find these days the players... once upon a time, fielders were got to get the ball back to the wicketkeeper on the full. Well, these days, the fielders all throw the ball from the boundary. They all throw it in on the bounce on purpose these days, basically to rough the ball up, get it to a point where it does reverse swing earlier. So that's the way they can do it legally, and you'll find all teams around the world do it these days. So, yes, you do get reverse swing, and then, you can get reverse swings without tampering with the ball. So, if you watch a game, you watch how many times the ball comes in on the bounce from the deep.
Okay, we will do that. We will do that from now. No, we really appreciate that. James, myself, our listeners who may have played cricket at lower level. As I said, as a kid, Trevor, we were spraying Aerogard on one side of the ball before we went out to play. Well, no one told us to do it. We just did that.
put the tape on one side of the tennis ball.
Well, that was James' idea. He said that's a bit blatant going in a test match. But tactically, again, understanding machinations of the team environment, and you've already said, tactics, it's the coach, it's the players, that inner sanctum. Yeah. Is everything on the table when you talk about that and tactics? It's hard for us, the layman, to get our layman and laywoman to get our heads around the fact that it could be raised. All right, we have to cheat. It's really hard to get our head around that.
Well, it's certainly to cheat. I've never heard that word mentioned or discussed in a change room. There's been this talk about getting the ball to reverse, or is the ball reversing yet? That's as far as it goes. There's never been anything about tampering with the ball. It's about making sure that you get the ball in on the bounce. If the ball's swinging conventionally, that's when you'll see the boys get the ball in on the full. Because if when the ball is reversing, they want the ball. They don't want you to throw it in on the bounce so that it the greasy grass, because that'll sort of smooth it out. So nothing ever about tampering with the ball. It's certainly discussion about is the ball reversing yet? Let's keep getting the ball in on the bounce, and when it does start to go, happy days.
Just one back to the Big Bash, Trevor. The Thunder and the Sydney Sixers have a long-standing rivalry. How do you reckon you'll go this year against the Sydney Sixers?
They've got a good experienced team that's been around together for a number of years. The core of their team. I think last year they beat us. I think we're getting closer and closer to, yeah, to not just competing with them, but yeah, beating them. It's a rivalry. I mean, I was on the other side of the fence. I coached the Sixers for the first 5-6 years, I think, of the Big Bash, and it was always you know, a match that you wanted to win, the local derby. So look, we've got obviously some very good players that you know, on their day can beat anyone. In fact, we beat the Scorchers twice last year, so it is possible to on any given day to beat any team. So not only we've got some good experienced players, but we've got some of the best young players we believe here in Sydney. So hopefully, you know, with a bit of experience, that in a few years' time, they'll be the ones trying to beat us.
All right. Well, green's more your colour than magenta, Trevor. I think it's better for your eyes.
I'm a Westie, so.
Well, Trevor, you're that. See, I'm old enough to remember you as the Shield player. Trevor used to love going out watching Trevor Bayliss bat for New South Wales. So that's how long I used to be a Shield nut. Go along and watch you play.
How long
ago
was it?
Well, fair while back. I'm going back to Robert Jeffrey, Evan Gordon, players like that, playing Graham Spring for New South Wales. Great days, great times. The baggy blue cap. But Big Bash, as far as Sydney going along, Sydney Showground, that is next Friday at 8:15 against the Strikers. The first game, though, Sydney Thunder playing in Canberra against the Melbourne Stars. Well, we encourage our listeners, Trevor, to head along to the Fan Day tomorrow at Prince Alfred Square at Parramatta. It's from 12:30 to 3, and it is a free event. So they can get up close and personal with Stars of the Sydney Thunder, and indeed Trevor Bayliss. Trevor, really appreciate you coming on today and being so candid as well about things that we try and make assumptions, but we've never been there and done that. You have. So thank you for coming on the program.
Great. Thanks, Vossi. Thanks, James.
Trevor Bayliss there, coach of the Sydney Thunder, and also just talking from his experience how things work in the dressing room and when it comes to tactics. He was very honest with us. 25 minutes after 7. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.